Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Ash.
Hello, everybody.
Tom.
Ahoy.
And Craig, we are back with a transatlantic special. For those of you who don't know or don't follow us on Twitter, you might know that one of us, sadly, not me or Tom, is over in San Francisco. Ash, is it a San Fran or are you in Los Angeles at the moment, Ash?
I'm in San Francisco currently, yeah.
You're in San Francisco.
Oh, the guy. Oh, San Francisco.
You know,
I really wanted you to have adopted an American accent.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? If he was one of those people who just picked up like slang words, like a wanker.
It is impossible. No one knows what the fuck I'm talking about.
I was hoping you'd sound a bit like, do you remember when Michelle Fowler's daughter Vicky came on EastEnders years ago?
I do remember that.
And
yeah,
she had this horrendous accent. It was like Kelly Osbourne in Beau Selector.
Yeah. And then they realised how ridiculous it was. And then when she came back, she went away. And then she came back and they went, oh, you're just talking normally again. She went, yeah, well, you know, it took her two weeks
in England to lose her entire upbringing in America, apparently.
Anyway, this is the EastEnders podcast. Oh, Vicky didn't have AIDS.
We're called the Albert Squares.
Hey, that's good. That's a really good idea.
That genuinely is good. Write that down. But for now, we're going to talk fantasy football. And for any international listeners who have just spent 5 minutes Googling EastEnders, don't. We promise not to talk about it again. But yeah, so fantasy football-wise, obviously, we've been a bit here and there all over the last month or so because Ash has been in San Francisco. Tom's been not well, apparently.
Yeah, I haven't. I just wrote that to you a few minutes ago, guys. Yeah, I've had the flu.
I don't know why I said apparently. It's not school. We believe you.
No, allegedly. That's what the tabloids are saying. No, it is. It's just flu. It's nothing serious. I'm not going to go all Mark Fowler on you.
We're back again. back to EastEnders again. Look, don't Google Mark Fowler. Or you'll get a Sycopedia jokes. But obviously, fantasy football has carried on. Football's carried on. It's currently a cup weekend, and we thought that'd be a great time to do a quick catch-up and what's coming up in the game week, how we're getting on, the league table, and through some of your tweets. As we record this, West Ham have just battered Blackburn 5-1. I don't know if you caught it in America, Ash, did you?
No, only the BBC like text updates or whatever. It's like a football wasteland here.
Did the goals look good on BBC text?
They did. There was numerous, which is good.
Well, we might as well start with a talking point then for FPL-wise, West Ham. A lot of people, we've had a few tweets already, and we'll come on to them specifically later, about West Ham striking options with them back and with your signings, and people waiting for Lencia to get back. Emenike got the start against Blackburn. Should have got himself a hat-trick, banged in two goals. Have you seen much of him?
I haven't, no, because I've been out here. I haven't really seen much at all. It depends who's fit. It's not really...
Yeah.
I think it is a good option. Didn't he get sent off, though? I don't know if he's on
Emenike.
I was only seeing the text updates.
You got a sending off, but it wasn't Emenike. But he has, because he hasn't really featured in the league yet since he signed. He played 21 minutes against Norwich and 18 against Southampton. But he got a start. He got two goals. He looked quite lively and he's only 5 million. And like you say, the problem is Valencia, Sakho, Carroll all kind of carrying slight knocks or injuries, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know whether it's too early to say whether they'll play him now really or not. It's the same as the winger we've got, I can't remember who we got from Forest.
Michael Antonio, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same with him. He looks really good, a bit raw. He's good for points, but he never plays a full game.
Yeah. Well, Payet put on a masterclass, and I'm sure we've already got him. But Emenike is only 5.0, and you've got Sunderland this weekend at home. So I think that's probably a reasonably good shout in a week if you've got a transfer kicking about. But anyway, FA Cup-wise, and obviously Chelsea are currently battering a reserve Man City side who have made it very clear that they just want to win the league and the Champions League. They're not really bothered about FA Cup. But in a bit of a twist of how we do things normally, Tom, I'm going to invite you to talk about our league positions because I feel like it might make up a lot of the content of this podcast, sadly.
Hopefully, yeah. Yeah, hopefully it will, mate.
Hopefully not.
How have you been feeling about FPL recently, Craig?
As sick as you have. As sick as you have been feeling in life, real life.
Oh, I see what you mean. I thought you meant as sick as I've been feeling about FPL, and I thought I've been feeling majorly positive about FPL for quite a while. But that's fine. We'll go reverse. We'll get it out of the way. Craig.
Yeah.
Craigie. Craigo.
Yeah.
Croggles. 379.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ash won't be aware of this being in America land. Craig is currently 379
in the world.
Yeah.
The world! Yeah. In the Gaff Tapes League.
I like the fact, by the way, we're using Ash being in San Francisco, the home of the internet, pretty much, for not being up to date on it.
I know. Surprise. Well, it's. I mean, what time is it there at the moment, Ash?
It is 9 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Hell, that is mental. It doesn't sound like it's 9 o'clock in the
morning. No. Really. Are you currently up, like, developing an app that can turn waste paper into cheese?
Yeah, exactly, yeah, right.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing you do. Well, Tom and I did want to pitch to you, actually, an app called the Albert Squares.
Yes.
We'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it later. We've gone on too much. But sorry, Tom, I interrupted you. Carry on with your league analysis.
379.
Yeah.
379.
Yeah.
You're on 1,296 points.
Mm-hmm.
Then above you, many places, is Big T Dog. 157th. Now, do you know what? Yeah, it sounds all right, but last week, before the last game, I had a crap game week, and I actually, I was, before then, a 114.
Oh, wow.
Is that a career high for you, 114?
114. Well, it depends. I mean, last season, obviously, I finished just out of the first page.
I don't think we can count last season. It's such a stronger league this year with more people.
I know, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But yeah, 157 for me, 1,389 points. So I'm 95 points ahead of Craig.
Holy shit. That's going to, when you inevitably finish behind him, Tom, that is going to be a real gutter.
I know. Well, I'm starting to think, you know, come on. Because I've been ahead of him for quite a while now.
Yeah, I've been languishing.
Last game week and then one sort of about 3 weeks ago. I've only had two bad game weeks in months and months and months. So fingers crossed on that. Ash, the resident expert, still killing it. 29th, mate. Up to 29th now.
Strong, that.
That's good. I've only been able to change my team a couple of times because of the time difference, basically. So
that's a good time difference.
Such nonsense, isn't it?
Yeah, mate, don't ask how that makes any sense.
Yeah,
maybe less is more, because you've got 1,464 points, so you are what, 70? You're about 75 points ahead of me.
What does that make us all? So I'm no click.
It makes me a twat. That's what it makes me, mate. Because I'm the guy here wasting my time on a fucking fantasy football podcast, 379th in my own league.
But your problem, Craig, was, what didn't you wild card?
Yeah.
And then you put all your eggs in the United defence for 2 weeks.
I did.
That was it.
The Diego Costa goal when Chelsea got a late equaliser cost me 18 points. And then it did win me to like 100, 200 quid, but it cost me a lot of points, and that is it. But my problem is that when Tom Holmes is giving me, like, telling me what my problem is at fantasy football,
that's
bad news.
Yeah, you tweet the other week, you were like, blimey, now I'm the dickhead of the podcast or something.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
Yeah, hurtful. So what, I'm honest.
How many clicks are you, Tom?
Well, I'm now three, but I was two. When I was 114th for that week, I was a two clicker.
Well, look, Craig was a no click, but I mean, times have moved on. Something. So you're a three click.
Seven clicks, Craig, or something?
I'm more clicks than an illegal football stream, mate. I am a lot of clicks out here. How many? Is it eight? Seven?
It might be eight now. Yeah, it might be eight.
Well, Ash is only 50 odd points off the top 10.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So that is, you know.
Look at him, he's just so nonchalant. Oh, really? Oh, football. I didn't even know there'd been football on. Wow, 29, that's not bad, yeah.
Football, that's the game with the goals, isn't it, in the midfielders? Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
With all the scores. Yeah, good luck to you. Like, maybe that is the thing. Maybe less is more. Maybe overthinking it doesn't do too much. Craig clearly has been overthinking it, 379th. Yeah. Ash says he hasn't even looked at a bloody TV, wherever he is, in caveman land.
Yeah, you don't get them in San Francisco. It's famously underdeveloped technologically.
Very much so. It's like a third world country, isn't it?
The Craig's done what I did last year. Remember, I went away this time last year to Brussels and got really drunk and wildcarded my team and put in loads of Man United defenders, and it destroyed it.
I didn't even get to go to Belgium, though. I just did it at home without drinking after a really hard day at work and just wept.
Well, that was definitely a problem to start with.
Yeah, that's true. But so, yeah, I went for the Man United defence kind of thing. I had wildcarded as well, so that kind of adds to it. But yeah, maybe I have tinkered too much. Before we make more fun of me, I'll just have a quick rundown of the top 10 because it's been a little while and these people deserve their names read out gloriously. In 10th place is Mitchell Barthurst, to challenge everything. 9th place is Pinky and De Bruyne. 8th place is now the better Mjelder, is Gare Mjelder, Isle of Nabumbu. Yeah, the other John Mjelder's not in the top 10.
Shut up.
Seventh place is Dyslexic Untied, Alex Robertson. Sixth place is a new entry. It's Midget Knees, Tony Everson.
Midget Knees or Midget Knees?
Midget Knees, as in head, shoulders, knees and toes. Midget Knees.
Midget Knees.
Yeah, I thought you'd quite like that one. You like the odd ones, don't you?
Well, yeah, it's slightly perplexing, to be honest. Midget Knees.
Bob's team, managed by Bob Johnson, in what is possibly the worst team name of the entire league.
I quite like it.
In fifth, what, Bob's team?
Bob's team, managed by Bob.
Straight to the point, isn't it? No messing.
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't even got an apostrophe on Bob's, and that upsets me.
Oh,
but he's in fifth. JRB defended in fourth. Keep Calm and Climb Up in third. ASC Newfin Rock in second. And still in the lead is Right in Debushi, Sam Porter, which I always feel sounds slightly aggressive, Right in Debushi. But he's in first place and doing well. Yeah, so we might have a new champion on our hands. Some of the old names that are kicking about in places, obviously Ash himself, is in 29th. We've got Adam Scott Allen is in 15th. He's doing very well. Dimitri van den Rijk in 16th. He's a big name.
Can somebody check? Me and Adam Heppenstall had a blood feud going on.
Did you? Well,
I was going to say that because we had an old tweet from, like, I don't know, just over a week ago. And he tweeted, Adam Hepp.
Yeah.
Tweeted saying that he was 27 and making Ash the expert look like a fool. Hashtag beef stroganoff.
Yeah. Well, I can tell
you. Oh, he's 24th. He fuck.
So you're in 29th, and Happy DeMarco is in 24th. Happy DeMarco, joke on Beppy DeMarco, of course, from EastEnders.
Really good.
Where you can hear more about on the Albert Squares. So I knew Tom would like that level of callback. That's
really
strong.
Good. That was strong. That was really strong.
But he is just above you at the moment, mate. He is only 6 points above you, but we're loving the beef that's been going on.
That's good, yeah.
There's been some strong beef, and people keep trying to start
very
beef.
Strong beef. Yeah. They sort of copy us in on Twitter, and it's all lighthearted, I think, pretty much. I had a little look around where I am, and I'm currently 1 point ahead of Taylor Kern, who is Ash's brother.
Did the pod with us a few weeks back.
Yeah, I'm now 1 point ahead of him. So that's pretty good going, because I remember thinking he's quite good. He's in sort of a different league to me. Clearly not now, so, you know.
Oh, God, I'm actually live now, as we record this, doing my click wanks.
Really?
Sounds amazing. Sounds like some sort of yoga.
I'm click wanking right now. So I'm going to be going down to see if I've got anyone beef. But basically, if you want some beef with someone around you, then Ian Stimson's a good guy to get beef with, because he's got a beef app. That's the real reason. The real reason Ash is in San Francisco developing a beef app. but yeah, tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes, and we can get that beef on.
Not to depress you too much, Craig, but the official app, I don't remember it doing this before, has got to 250 and won't go any further. So I literally, you're so far down, I can't even scroll to you.
Oh, really?
Well, these guys clearly don't take fantasy football very serious. They're the sort of guys that just make their team on the first week and leave it at that. That's probably what he's thinking. And I'm furious.
I'm getting taller. I'm ahead of Evan Brady from America.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's from America, mate. They don't even have tellies in America. What's wrong with you? Of course he can't look at his fucking team. He doesn't even know what EastEnders is. Jesus, he's got nothing out there. He's got a son and that's it. That's all he's got.
Timmy Wallace Brady, yeah.
Timmy Wallace Brady, the son.
I don't know how the people like Timmy Wallace Brady and that Football From Afar guy cope living out here. It is mental. The football's all on at about 4 o'clock in the morning. So if you get up, if you're jet lagged, it was all right. You could wake up at four, watch three games of football, and then it was still only like 10 o'clock in the morning. But other than that, it's impossible.
It's a bit antisocial.
Well, that is what listener to the pod, Dominic Monaghan, said about it, wasn't it? He said it's very difficult to watch football, but he tries, you know, he's putting the work in.
Yeah, it's all right. It's not too bad because you can watch it sort of at lunchtime sometimes, the evening kickoffs, like a Tuesday evening kickoff, you can watch at lunchtime at work, but other than that, it's impossible.
It's probably a bit easier as well when you're an extremely successful actor living in Los Angeles.
You talk about Ash now? Or...
Yeah, just speculating. I've just had a look, actually. I'm actually on level points with Wayne Nunn.
Oh,
Sheep Shaggers.
I don't even know who that is, but the contempt in your voice, you were like that with Wayne Nunn.
No, but I thought if I said it assertively, you might both be convinced that's someone good.
Yeah, he's like been in it forever, hasn't he? I thought he was one of your buddies.
What, Nunny? No.
Nunned.
Yeah, he's been in it since the very start.
Has he? I don't remember Hot Cross Nun.
I do recognise the name.
Yeah, definitely.
But Craig, to be fair, talking about league positions, you are only 20 positions ahead of my secret second team.
Oh, the one that I do know the name of.
Yeah, which, and we had this big thing on Twitter where I said that I had already revealed it, and you were going, "No, you haven't revealed it."
I know, we said that. I tweeted it. Why was it in that voice?
Well, that's your voice.
Right.
Yeah, and then we went back and we found that I did actually, you know, I even put it out there as a little vote. Do you remember me saying it? And it was like 50-50. We had about 40 votes. 20 people remembered it, 20 didn't.
Yeah.
And then I had to go back and find it, and I did obviously
tell you. You chose to. You chose to go through all the pods to do that.
But the thing that annoyed me, I felt quite good that I'd actually proved everyone wrong. But then it just made me realise that no one ever listens to anything that I say on the podcast, clearly. So
maybe they will now.
Better fucking do now. I'm 150, what, seventh?
Yeah, something like that, mate. You're in the big boys. Big boy shit. We also do have a new entrant coming into the league next week, so who knows where he might fall. SF Reuters, Eric Harms, and you can still join the league. So you can bring your points with you. You don't get punished in any way, except with maybe a bit of a mocking from us. Tom normally knows the pin off top of his head.
Oh, blimey. 142-755-38788. I'll have to check that. That might have been my pin. That might have been like all my different pin numbers and like my internet banking and shit. So forget I said that.
I think if anybody listening can tell from the quality of your phone call, it's fairly obvious that you don't have an internet pin number for anything. I doubt you've got a debit card or a credit card.
I don't seem like the internet banking type.
No, I think you. I think every time you want to withdraw money. You go into the post office with your old style driving license, like with the two bits, and have to show it to them. And then you have to sign a certificate to withdraw a money order.
And I take £10 out for the week and I spend it on sweets at the weekend.
Yeah.
No, that's actually really annoying. I'm internet banking like no one's business. Just because I'm recording this on a typewriter as we speak.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm glad we got to know your internet banking situation anyway.
But that's... I think that is right. The pin 142-755-38788. Join the league.
Yes, join the league. Put it this way: if you're listening, you're thinking, "Oh, one of the hosts is only on 1,200 points. Maybe I should join." Yeah, you should. You should join because you'll be ahead of me.
I think there's a fair chance that Eric's listened and has thought, "Yeah, the season's nearly over. At least I've got a realistic chance of beating Craig."
Yeah, I can still turn it around. I'm an optimist. One other thing we should talk about before we go to a break in this slightly unorthodox podcast that we're doing is this game week coming up, as Tom has tweeted and pointed out, is the first one we've had where not all teams are playing, which might prompt people into a wild card or not. Is that usual, Ash, that people start wild carding around these fixtures kind of pile-ups?
Yeah, I would think so. It's maybe a little bit early. Oh, no, that's probably quite a good time, actually, because it's not too long after the transfer window closed. So if you're going to do it, I guess now's the time.
Yeah.
See, I disagree. I thought about wildcarding in my second team, but if you wildcarded and obviously you didn't put any Chelsea or Everton in because they're not playing this game week, well then surely to have a decent team, not necessarily you'd need Chelsea, but you would need a few Everton. So then you'd just have to spend a load of points to get them back in. So that's why.
No, I would wildcard. Yes, I'd wildcard for the week after.
To get them in.
That's what I mean. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Because the double's coming. Yeah, because obviously this week, there's no Newcastle, City, Everton or Liverpool game in the coming game week. And obviously a lot of people, City...
Oh, yeah, no, I thought it was Chelsea.
No, and City, Everton and Liverpool have a lot of popular picks if you think about Barkley, Aguero, Firmino. I don't know who else, actually. Lukaku's still a very popular pick.
It is City, isn't it? Yeah, because on my bench, I've got Lukaku... Aguero and Barkley. So I've actually got to play 5-4-1 for the first time ever. I've never ever played that formation, but I've got to do it to because otherwise you'd have to get rid of them and then to then only bring them back in. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I've got three blanks on my bench. I'm playing 5-3-2 this week.
Yeah.
And Ash will play whatever he gets time to do when the dial-up connection goes on a 5 a.m. on a Friday night.
That's right. But, at the minute, I've got a classic 4-4-2. But I've got De Gea and Altovich, Simpson all out, and then Aguero is my only one on a blank.
It's the Allardyce in you.
Yeah.
You love it. But
Love Allardyce in him.
Oh, he would love Allardyce in him. Oh, so full of Allardyce. He'd love it. But we are going to go through exactly what our teams are actually in the second part. We haven't really revealed to you our actual lineup in quite a while, so we're going to do that. We're going to go through some of your tweets and also some tips maybe for the fixtures. Probably more tips from Ash and Tom, given the current climate of FPL. But we all have a look at who you could bring in, who's good value, and maybe have a look at some of the transfer signings from January and how they're faring. And all that's going to be coming up in part two of the Gaffer Takes. Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Ash, Tom and Craig in our cross-continent edition with Ash over in America. And we promised to leave it as an EastEnders-free episode this time. So as we go into the next game week, Tom, you've got a stock, apparently, of social media tweets, etc. for us.
Socialist media tweets.
Not socialist media. Yeah. A lot of arguments that we should all just be equal and level out all the points, which I'll be for. I'll be bang up for that. But no,
shit, don't mention that around here.
No, not over where you are. Well, San Francisco, you're all right. But yeah, Tom. So, are you doing your own jingle this week? Are you being a diva?
Oh, caught me completely unaware. Where the tweets have no name and are about 2 weeks old.
You say caught him unaware. You can't see Tom, but he's actually wearing Bono glasses when he does it. But,
and not on my face, guys. Right, we got a tweet from a new tweeter called Will Boodoo @will_o_b. Now this was sent a few days ago, but it's still relevant. He asks, "Is Sanchez worth holding on to, or should be swapped for Ozil? Also, is having a trio of Leicester and Spurs players advisable? Discuss." Right.
Well, I'll let Ash talk mainly, but firstly, I don't know anyone who's had Sanchez over Ozil this season.
I don't know what. It kind of seems like, and granted, this was sent February the 9th, so this was 10 days ago or so, but it seems like it was sent from February 9th last season. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, is Sanchez worth holding on to? I mean, Ozil has been the man to have all season, and a trio of Leicester players. I mean, everyone's had a trio of Leicester players.
Yeah, and is Dennis Irwin going to stay on penalties?
Exactly, do you know what I mean?
But I know some people have kind of dropped Ozil, me being one of them, but I don't know. What do you think, Ash? Trio of Leicester and Spurs. I'm guessing he means because they're now, you know, actually in one and two spot for the league.
Yeah.
Is it worth getting three?
I've had Leicester trio like since the start of the season, Vardy, Mahrez and Simpson. And although I suppose swapping Simpson for... Who's their defender that occasionally scores?
Is it Robert Huth.
Yeah, would be a good swap.
That was the worst. I had him on the bench when he scored two the other week.
Oh, nightmare. Yeah, that's harsh.
Oh,
I am. This week, I did do one transfer. I transferred in William, actually. William. So that's good. Just as a side note. I don't know about having three Tottenham players.
No, I don't know. Well, I mean, Dele Alli and Kane, obviously.
Oh, yeah, you could have Kane. I bet he's probably got Alderweireld, Dele Alli and Kane, hasn't he?
Yeah, I'm guessing so. I think you two are going to have to take off your hatred of Spurs at some point. Because
I've had Dele Alli. I've got Kane at the moment. I brought him in for Rooney this week.
You've had Dele Alli since I said get Dele Alli,
which was the week after I said get Dele Alli.
No, get out of town.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm not having this.
It was
nonsense.
My tip.
No, it wasn't.
It fucking was. I noticed you stole that.
Right,
beef. What happened was the Gaffer Tapes studio transatlantic beef.
I tipped Dele Alli, right, and then a week later, Tom said, "Oh yeah, that Dele Alli pick was good." And credited you with it, and you just fucking ran with it.
Well, if there's not audio proof says otherwise, then I'm not having
what
it.
What I have to do, to prove you're right, you have to trawl through all the old podcasts on the Gaffer Tapes.
I thought Tom was about to genuinely go, what you have to do is, you have to do a Twitter poll, because he's loving his new polls.
I love a Twitter poll.
He really does.
They're really, really handy. Although I've done it, and Craig was going to pull me up on this, I've done it three times to try and... decide. So if I haven't known who to pick on captain, so say it was between one week it was between Kane and Lukaku, and I thought I'd put it out to a vote, and everyone that week said Kane. I went with Kane, he got 1 point, Lukaku scored and got like 6 points. And every time I've done it, I've only done it three times, but every time I've done it, the FPL community on Twitter have been wrong every single time.
But basically, Tom's using the Gaffer Tapes Twitter account to try and make decisions for his team.
Well, like, I know. I've done it three times and it's backfired every time, so I'm not going to do it anymore.
But back to the tweet in hand, I think it would be quite easy to have between 4 and 6 Spurs Leicester players without even trying to.
Yeah,
definitely.
Because most people have Alli and Kane and most people have Mahrez and Vardy. So, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't second guess it just because they play for two teams that are stereotypically either a bit shit or a lot shit, because they're not shit anymore. They're great. So yeah, I wouldn't worry about having those anyway. But yes, Willow B, thanks for tweeting as the new tweeter.
We got another tweet that potentially could have come from this time last year, from Somto Ottonio.
Ottiono.
Ottiono. Says, "What do we do with Baines now he's roped on the bench for two consecutive games?" I don't know. again, this was like 10 days ago or so.
Well, again, I didn't think Baines was that popular a pick this season.
I mean, surely he's still really expensive. I remember looking at him thinking he's actually still really expensive. He's gone down a bit, but it's not really the pick, is it?
I wouldn't have thought so.
I think it looked like it was going to be a couple of months ago. I think like a few months ago it could have been. Like when he came back into the team and they were playing well. Just for some reason, it's never clicked.
I'm just looking at him now. He played four 90 minutes in a row. Tottenham, City, Chelsea, Swansea, and got 6 points against City, 9 points against Swansea with two assists. So he probably perked up a bit there, but he's still 6.1 million.
That's ridiculous.
For a defender, which is quite a lot, isn't it? So, yeah. And also since the kind of emergence of Ross Barkley at Everton, he isn't the big boss on set pieces.
Yeah.
So there's no guarantee that Baines...
That was always his, his thing. That was always where he got the points.
So there's no guarantee he's going to score penalties or free kicks. And it's mad because even Seamus Coleman, who's the other expensive Everton defender, is 5.8 and 72 points, which isn't amazing. But like, why would you possibly, if you wanted an Everton defender, I can't see anyone going for Baines. So I think it's kind of mad to have him, to be honest with you.
Very old question. There's one here. The Mitchell brothers were great this week. what do you think of... no, talking of defenders, we got one question. FPL Kegger 1988. He said premium defenders. And then he did that thing. You know that thing that looks like a V on its side?
Yeah, it means better than, greater than.
Does it mean more than?
Depends which way
it's pointing.
Yeah, well, it's pointing towards the next letter.
Yes. Okay.
So this is interminable, isn't it? talking to letters.
Yeah, but high school maths. Don't worry about it.
5.5 mil. How many and who do you have?
As we say, an under 5.5 mil.
I don't know if you're saying under or over. I've never been able to. I think under 5.5 mil.
To play it safe, we can discuss both, can't we?
Correct. Someone read that again in English. Like, I mean, Craig, you read it for Tom.
Defenders under 5.5 million.
Yeah. Well, he says premium defenders, so maybe he means more than 5.5 mil. Yeah. Premium defenders, more than 5.5 mil. How many and who do you have?
Ooh. Looking at the top pick defenders, Alderweireld's still the main pick. 6.3 million. And a lot of people have him. And then out of nowhere, I don't know if you'd be like, since Fraser Forster came back, Southampton have kept 6 clean sheets on the bounce. And like Jose Font and Van Dijk have again gone into the top 5 scoring defenders. Because they look unbelievable at the back.
Yeah, luckily I didn't... I was going to drop Van Dijk, but could never get the like free transfer to do it.
Yeah.
So he's been good.
Yeah, to keep him in. Yeah, well, I kind of swapped over. I dropped him for a while, and then I brought Jose Font in. But Fraser Forster's only 4.9 million. He's well worth having in your squad.
Yeah, definitely. Especially if you're like me and you've got De Gea still for some reason.
Same. I've got De Gea.
Fuck's sake.
For me, I've had I've always picked the wrong guys. I've benched the defenders that have been scoring that week. But between all my defence, I've got fantastic defence. Dan, obviously.
Loves a goal, Scott Dan.
He does, doesn't he? Dan Cresswell, Huth, Monreal, and for me, Woolshield from Stoke.
Okay, yeah.
Fantastic. I think he's like top. He might just be just outside the top 10 all scoring. And he's always done me well. If one of the big boys, I think, oh, I don't know if, you know, Cresswell's going to get points away at City or whatever, stick Woolshield in and he does get the clean sheets now and then.
Well, the tip I gave out a few weeks ago for the Fantasy Yurimaa blog is, and this is us kind of running into what our teams look like and what we're tipping next week, is Borthwick Jackson at United. Obviously,
he's the double barreled lad, isn't he? Yeah.
United went through like weeks and weeks of clean sheets, and he's played 90 minutes in the last 5 games. He actually got taken off for 5 minutes to go against Southampton, and that got him a clean sheet. But the last 5 games, because of their problems at the back, so it looks like he's a starter now. But he still only cost you 4.0.
But
so he's 4 million. So obviously, it's not like Chris Smalling's a goal machine. So if United pick up clean sheets, or you just bench him for 4 million and it frees you up loads of money. So I've had him in my squad for the last few weeks and even chipped in with an assist, astonishingly, 2 weeks ago. So he's quite a good little find if you're looking for the under 5.7 scorers. But yeah, so I've kind of got him.
If you've not done a whole load of crack and you still want to finish in the top 50, you could get Simpson instead. He's the same price and he's top of the league.
But listen, there's nothing wrong with Borthwick Jackson, mate. There's
nothing wrong with crack, all right? Let's just get that out of there.
Simpson's 4.2.
Oh, he is. I guess if you didn't get him at the start. He's only 4 if I sell him, isn't he?
But that's he has been a great player for you then, on your bench a lot this season.
Yeah.
You two are fighting a lot more now that Ash is in America.
Yeah.
I don't mind saying that. And I don't like it. It's like mummy and daddy are fighting and I'm going to start tugging on my testicles in a minute and being really difficult at school. But please, please stop. We got another lovely tweet from FPL Keg. I don't usually do two from one person, but I wanted to do this. He tweeted us a picture of himself. Did you see it, guys, with the massive Toblerone?
Yes. Yeah. That was amazing. Brilliant.
Preparing for a tough weekend, going to bench points, hashtag. But and he did it. But he's in like the, it looks like mother care or something. So he's taken a photograph of himself in shorts, standing there in mother care next to all these like baby clothes. And I think a couple of people did reply saying that he did look like a paedophile. but I mean, I don't think he did. I thought it was fantastic. It was one of my favourite tweets we've ever got, you know, in a way. Up there with when Sabzi and McStaney took a photograph of themselves in Africa.
With a receipt.
In South Africa.
With a receipt.
Yeah, this was brilliant. This was amazing.
Well, Kegger, can you clarify where you were, please?
I don't think he needs to.
He doesn't, but it's interesting.
No, it's good. I enjoyed that. That was a good tweet. We also got one. I think we'll just leave this here as the last question. We got a few. We got one from was it Adam Scott Allen saying that the league is ridiculously competitive. Can't seem to break the top 10. Think 44 is a good score, and then I move down one place. And it is. It is a very difficult league. But we also got one from a tweet from Draft Fantasy Football.
Right.
At Draft Fantasy. Saying would love to hear about Draft Fantasy Football on the podcast.
Right.
I mean, what is Draft Fantasy Football?
Well, Ash is in the home of draft-based fantasy sports, so he should be a bit more clued up.
I don't know if they're talking about the thing we were talking about at the end of last season, where people set up a mini league and do it fantasy football style.
I think that's what
like
they mean.
Like American fantasy football style, which I think is quite good. Like if you set up a separate league and then you can only have players. Like, no one can share players, basically.
We're going to have a draft. Do you get that, Tom?
No, I don't know what's happening.
So what it means is only if you, me and Ash were in a draft fantasy football league, firstly, it would be depressing because there's only three of us and you normally have about 10 up.
I'd be coming second, though. I'd be coming second.
Yeah, you would, mate, yeah. But basically, it means only one of us could have Scott Dan, for instance, and only one of us could have Aguero. So you actually have
to swap. Don't you? You swap with each other.
You can trade, or you can release them on a free, and someone else can then your priority. The waiver wire takes it in turns for who can pick them up. So, but if there's more of you than three, obviously, if there's like 10, 16 of you, whatever, in a league, then that can be quite good. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think it'd be quite a good thing to be part of. It's either that, or he's got a website called Draft Fantasy Football, or an app or something, and then he's like, "I'd love to hear more about insert name of my website."
Yeah.
One or the other.
Obviously, you can get an online draft. So if our listeners wanted to do it, then they could enter into a league, use that website, and that would run the draft for them.
Yeah.
Because you obviously take it in turns for your draft pick.
Yeah.
So a lot of people, their first pick would probably pick, I'll pick Kane or Aguero. And the goalkeepers will be the later picks, I imagine.
Yeah. Same as if you do, like if you do an American NFL fantasy football one, which me and Craig do, where you have to send in, you have to like draw at the start of it, you pick someone. And then, say if you get the first pick, then the next round of picks, you come last.
Yeah. Makes sense. And your draft position for the next season is based on where you finished the last season, like real American sports.
Yeah.
But it is interesting. I'd be interested to do it, but I wonder if I'm bad at this as it is, let alone in a draft system. But I would like to give it a go. Maybe, and also we should look at, you know, cup competitions we're up for as well with the gaffer tape. But yeah, draft. I would be interested in it. Tom, I'd love to see you in a draft system.
Yeah. Well, it's quite drafty in my flat at the moment. if anything, I don't want to get away from the draft. So yeah, that's all the tweets for this week. They were from about a month ago. But we do get a lot. Get hold of us on Twitter. Tweet us.
Get hold of us. Yeah. Tweet us.
Ask us questions. I spend a lot of time. I haven't because I've been ill this last week, but I've spent a lot of time on Twitter. Sort of sat at my desk or on the toilet at work, tweeting, doing polls.
I'm so sad. So glad you said doing polls. On the toilet, doing polls. But Tom,
God, size of that poll.
Tom's the only person who says, I've been ill and at home and not at work, so I've spent less time on Twitter.
No, no, I have. That's true. At the weekend, I never look at Twitter. When I'm not at work, I never do. But at work, I'm constantly on Twitter. Constantly. Yeah, trying to sort of make my days feel like productive in a way. So yeah. Usually during the week, it'll be me that's on Twitter.
But yeah, it will often be Tom. But you can follow us on Twitter at the Gaffer Tapes or email us info@thegaffertapes.com and let us know all your tweets. I thought there'd be one more tweet you'd go for, Tom, before we just run through the fixtures for the weekend and give our tips and shoot off. Is a tweet from Station Road Official.
Oh yes, of course. Yeah, sorry, that was only yesterday we got that, wasn't it? Yes.
You'd want to mention that.
Go on. Do you want to mention it? Because I can't.
Okay.
See if
Ash remembers, or our listeners remember, the call back to the beginning of last season and this season. A tweet from Station Road Official saying, Rolando Ahrens scored the winner in a friendly against Norwegian giants Lillestrøm today. # Tom's tip. And Tom replied, bloody knew it. You're all welcome.
Amazing.
I knew he'd come good, the lad. I knew he'd come good. Well, yeah, he was my, Rolando Ahrens was, well, I say he was my tip. He was, the tip that was given to me by a Newcastle fan. Who said he was going to be big. And then, so at the start of last season, I mentioned it thinking, you know, I'm going to sound like a genius. And I think he scored, one FPL point in two seasons, pretty much.
Yeah.
He's been injured a lot, but obviously maybe the lad's back, you know. I don't even know what he looks like.
And that's exactly why we want you to play a draft system.
Yeah, exactly. But no, he scored. So, you know, thanks, Station Road Official, for keeping on top of that. Let us know if he scores again.
In other friendlies against Norwegian sides.
In other friendlies against, Norwegian teams that we've never heard of.
Very helpful. But we'll quickly run through the fixtures coming up this weekend. And if you guys have got any plans or if you've made your changes, Ash will probably have to do his now so that he doesn't forget because of the lack of, internet in San Francisco, allegedly. Sunderland are playing West Ham. It's at West Ham, so that should be a pretty good game. Are there any other ones out there that you kind of look at that you think might be areas for points?
I wanted to put, because I can only field one striker because I've got Aguero, Lukaku on the bench because they're not playing.
Yeah.
I did have Rooney up front. I put Rooney in for 1 week because United had Sunderland last time.
Yeah, didn't go well, did it?
Exactly. Yeah, that's where you went wrong as well. So I took Kane out, put Rooney in, and all I've done this week is just swapping around again. I wanted to put Vardy in because Leicester are at home to Norwich and Vardy hit form again, but I've got too many fucking Leicester players.
Right.
That's annoyed me.
So you're going to be captaining Kane, you think?
Yeah, captaining. Well, he's my only striker. I've got to play a 5-4-1. Literally all my defenders are out there, four in midfield, yeah, and then Kane up front. So Kane's my captain this week.
Well, I'll be the same. I've brought Eriksen back in, so I've got Kane, Eriksen and Ali now. I think I'll be. Have you got any ideas for Captain Ash?
I don't know. Yeah, I was just looking at the fixtures. There isn't. I suppose there's the, like you were saying, the Spurs Swansea game, the West Ham game. So maybe Pyatt again.
I think Pyatt's not a bad shout. It's always. I don't know why, but it's always horrible when your captain plays in the early kickoff on the first day.
Oh, actually, I might go. Yeah, it is. I know what you're saying. It's much better having them to play on the Monday night.
Yeah.
Possibly Mahrez or Vardy. They've got Norwich.
Yeah. If I had Vardy, if I could have brought him in, if I didn't have too many Leicester players, I'd definitely go for Vardy this week, I think.
I think most captain choices will be, like a very high percentage will be Kane or Vardy. So that's what makes the idea of Payet, et cetera, tempting maybe, but I don't know.
It's a shame.
Well, like, I think MNEK is a good shout to bring in after that performance if he plays. If those West Ham strikers stay injured, MNEK surely will get a start.
Yeah, that's a good shout. It's a really good shout.
See, if I had slightly larger testicles, I'd captain Cresswell because I think if he gets a clean sheet, you know, that's decent points actually, you know. But they've got Sunderland. This is the sort of thing I do in my secret team. I captain defenders. Yeah, and a lot of the time, if it works, it really works, you know. But it's,
especially if they can grab a goal. Yeah,
exactly. It's slightly too, like Scott Dan. I mean, I thought about captaining him the other week when he scored, and I didn't do it. But imagine that, you know, obviously the bonus points they get is ridiculous. So,
if anybody,
we got a tweet from someone the other day who captained defender. I can't remember who it was. I don't know if it was a Palace fan, maybe Captain Dan. I don't know, but yeah, massive points if it comes through. Massive points.
Well, there's only seven strikers in the game who have got more points this season than Scott Dan. So if you've captained him every week, you know, no one would call you an idiot for captaining someone like Diego Costa apart from Chelsea's form. Do you know what I mean? Like a striker who plays a lot. So it's not out of the. I guess it's because you're unlikely to get an Aguero versus Newcastle 5 goals, which is what we're all dreaming of, like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Getting the captain on those games. So, I think it'll be quite. I think it'll be a week where a lot of people have very, very similar teams this week because of the forced hand. But we'll see.
Yeah,
possible.
Any other words of wisdom to add, Tom? More Ash than Tom, but Tom, Ash?
No, not really.
Somebody from
enjoy
the,
yourself.
Someone from the Watford Bournemouth game could be Carlo or Afobe.
Afobe, yeah. Afobe's looked good since signing for Bournemouth, but I don't know. Yeah, I've got him, but I don't know whether to switch him out for Emenike's tempting. We'll see. But tweet us what you do anyway. At the Gaffer Tapes, we always get loads of people hashtag balls giving us their team before the deadline, and we always appreciate that, so we can have a look at your teams and get sharing your teams on the Twitter. So at the Gaffer Tapes, and we'll do the same. Tom always tells us off, I promise.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we get a lot of tweets before the game with people's balls, but you two are particularly bad.
I'm better than Ash at it, but
you
then,
are.
But then he's better than me at the game, so it's, you know, it's one of them.
Exactly. Yeah.
The problem with it is it interferes with my style because I don't set my team till 2 seconds before the deadline. So I can't.
That's true. Yeah.
I can't believe Ash has blamed management style.
Yeah. Look, that's just his style.
It's the management style, the lack of internet. There's no phones here.
Yeah, it's all of those mixed things. That does it. But yeah, so please do tweet us your teams, and soon enough Ash will be back from the US of A, and we'll be
back and then we'll be
business
as usual. I won't have to do my bit on this piece of shit tablet.
Hopefully I'll be back next week, so we'll be back in the studio, so sound quality should return to
exactly. We'll be back business as usual. You probably got a bit fed up of us, we thought we'd give you a little break, but unfortunately for you we are back now, but that's pretty much all we've got time for this week. But we will be back shortly. Good luck in this game week, and it is bye from all of us. You can say bye now if you want.
Bye, guys.
See you later, everybody.
And we'll see you next time on the Gaff Tape. So thanks very much for listening, and goodbye. Doof, 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 doof.